the solutions presentation. The solutions presentation is the easiest component of the PowerPoint selling process, because if Johnny Jones has done his job effectively up to this point, the sale is already made. Most salespeople think that selling is closing. It isn't. Selling is opening. That's what the needs analysis presentation does. It opens up the prospective customer to a deeper experience of his frustration and to the opportunities available to him by going through the questioning process with you. You now have something to give him. Remarkable new things that will make it possible for him to receive preferential treatment in the financial arena, so as to secure the kind of control over his money he deserves and at a preferentially low cost. In other words, by knowing you, or Johnny Jones, your prospective customer is going to, first, be on the inside of the financial winner circle with people who are in the know, second, be treated like important people are, third, use money like the pros do, and four, gain control over his life. And he's going to get all of this without paying too high a price for it. What more could anyone ask for? The solutions presentation simply provides the rational armament for the emotional commitment. Remember that? Here, Johnny Jones brings the prospect up to date by reviewing everything he said and did during the needs analysis presentation. The prospect has forgotten all those psychographically compelling things by now, but he won't for long. They're a part of him. Then Johnny Jones reviews in great, patient, and earnest detail every last word, comma, and number in his prospective customer's financial report. He asks questions to make certain that the prospect feels that this is his financial report, not Walter Mitty Company's financial report. And when Johnny Jones is done, when he's reviewed all of the components of the financial report prepared just for his prospect, Mr. Jackson, he asks him this question. Of the options we've suggested here, Mr. Jackson, which do you feel would best serve you right now? And then waits for the answer, because the next person who speaks is going to make a purchase. If that's Johnny Jones, he's going to buy a no sale. And that's all, except for writing up the sale. Of course, there's everything else to do. What happens when the prospect says this? What happens when the prospect asks me that? And so forth. But believe me, whether you're selling sheets and pillowcases, computers, swimming pools, flowers and fertilizer, canaries, puppies, or Quonset huts, the PowerPoint selling process will work for you. How do I know that? Because it already has. But if the process is to work for you, you must be willing to go through it the same way every single time. Using the same words the same way every time. Reviewing the financial report the same way every time. And by doing it the same way every single time, you will not have a selling person, but a selling system. A soft system. A completely predictable technology for producing formerly unpredictable results. And you'll be able to tell just how predictable it is through the use of an information system. Information systems. For an information system to interact with the soft system in our example, it should provide you with the following information. Information. How many calls were made? Benchmark 1. How many prospects were reached? Benchmark 2. How many appointments were scheduled? Benchmark 3. How many appointments were confirmed? Benchmark 4. How many appointments were held? Benchmark 5. How many needs analysis presentations were scheduled? Benchmark 6. How many needs analyses were confirmed? Benchmark 7. How many needs analyses were completed? Benchmark 8. How many solutions presentations were scheduled? Benchmark 9. How many solutions presentations were confirmed? Benchmark 10. How many solutions presentations were completed? Benchmark 11. How many solutions were sold? Benchmark 12. What was the average dollar value of the sale? Benchmark 13. The information should be recorded on a form, either manually or as a database on your computer. The information system will track the activity of your selling system from benchmark to benchmark. It will tell you an astonishing number of things. It could tell you the rate of conversion between any two benchmarks in your selling process. It could tell you at which benchmark any particular salesperson needs help. Which of your people are on the system, that is, using the selling system verbatim, and which ones are off it? If you had calculated the cost of making a call, you could then calculate the cost of completing the next benchmark in the process, and from that derive the next, and so on, until you calculate the actual cost of making one sale. In short, the information system could tell you the things you need to know. Things you don't know now. Things you need to know in order to develop, control, and change your selling system. And things you also need to know in finance and production and product development. If your system strategy is the glue that holds your franchise prototype together, then information is the glue that holds your system's strategy together. It tells you when and why you need to change. Without it, you might as well put on a blindfold, have someone turn you around 3 times, and set out with a dart in your hand, waiting for a signal from the heavens to throw it. Not a very promising game, but one it seems most people in small business are determined to play. Hard systems, soft systems, information systems. Things, actions, ideas, information. The stuff of which our lives are made, and the stuff of your business as well. Do you see how difficult it is to separate one from the other? Do you see how intertwined they are? Do you now understand what I mean by your business system, and why it is absolutely essential that you begin to think of your business as a fully integrated system? That to approach any part of your business as though it were separate from all the rest would be lunacy, because everything in your business affects everything else in your business. That your primary aim and your strategic objective and your organizational strategy and your management strategy and your people strategy and your marketing strategy and your system strategy, all of them are totally interdependent rather than independent of one another. That the success of your business development program totally depends on your appreciation of that integration, and that your prototype is that integration. If you understand all of that, then this book has been worth our time. If you don't, take off the blindfold, because there's no going around one more time. We've got business to attend to. There's no time left to trust a dart in the dark.